December 24, a seat upon his throne. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. We can overcome. Yes, fully, entirely. Jesus died to make a way of escape for us, that we might overcome every fault, resist every temptation, and sit down at last with him in his throne. It is our privilege to have faith and salvation. The power of God has not decreased. It would be just as freely bestowed now as formerly. But the church have lost their faith to claim, their energy to wrestle as did Jacob, crying, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." Genesis chapter 32, verse 26. Enduring faith has been dying away. It must be revived in the hearts of God's people. They must claim the blessing. Faith, living faith, always leads upward to God and glory. Unbelief downward to darkness and death. Many are so absorbed in their worldly cares and perplexities that they have little time to pray and feel but little interest in prayer. They may observe the form of worship, but the spirit of true supplication is lacking. Such have departed widely from the pattern. Jesus, our example, was much in prayer. And oh, how earnest, how fervent were his petitions. If he, the beloved Son of God, was moved to such earnestness, such agony in our behalf, how much more need that we, who are dependent upon heaven for all our strength, have our whole souls stirred to wrestle with God. We should not be satisfied until every known sin is confessed. Then it is our privilege and duty to believe that God accepts us. We must not wait for others to press through the darkness and obtain the victory for us to enjoy. Such enjoyment will not be lasting. God must be served from principle instead of from feeling. Morning and evening we should obtain the victory for ourselves and our own families. Our daily labor should not keep us from this. We must take time to pray. And as we pray, believe that God hears us. We may not at all times feel the immediate answer, but then it is that faith is tried. We are proved to see whether we will trust in God, whether we have living, abiding faith. Review and Herald, September 4, 1883.